This meeting is being recorded and or transcribed.
Yes, me again.
Hello, Gordon.
Hi. right, I'll just get, I'll just try and get Laurie on the phone.
Sure.
Unknown participant is now joining.
Laurie, Gordon Meyer. Yes, Gordon Meyer here, Laurie.
Are you there?
Yes. Gordon Meyer here, Laurie.
Yeah, hi, Gordon. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. Now, I've got Dennis on the other line.
Yep.
Now, first of all, I just need to clarify to everyone that Dennis had made some, raised a query with the tribunal. Rather than send him away, I'm able to treat queries as a request for a rehearing. We'll address his issues. We adjourned last time because we hadn't, or the court hadn't sent material that you'd supplied, Laurie, to Dennis. So, Dennis.
Yeah, well, I didn't supply any material for Dennis's eyes. I specifically, as it's stated under the guidelines, so I specifically send that material to you personally for your eyes only. So, I want to know why it was sent on, and two, why are we doing this? I mean, you struck this claim out back in August last year, Gordon, and I'm not getting angry or anything like that, but I want to know why this is going on when you've already struck it out. It's not able to be heard under the Fencing Act anyhow.
No, I know that, but the thing is that Dennis has raised these issues, so I'm trying to address them and
Dennis said in a letter, which you received, I know you received a copy of, that he didn't want a rehearing. Is that correct, Dennis?
Can I just work through the adjudicator, please, Laurie?
Well, yeah, we're working through Gordon. And I'm asking you, why, Gordon, did you not say in a letter that you didn't want a rehearing?
Gordon, please tell me what to respond.
Well, you can say yes or no. Parties can question each other in the tribunal. It's not a district court.
Okay, all right. So what's the question, Laurie?
Well, the question...
Did you not say in a letter that you did not want a rehearing?
I did not ask for a rehearing. But having received the request for a rehearing from Samantha and the adjudicator, I have accepted it. I did not know that you're sending secret communications to the adjudicator. I did not know that.
It's not secret. It's just I have the right to send him stuff for his eyes only. It says that under the rules of the Fencing Act and the tribunal rules.
Show me where, please. I have them open.
Okay, well, if that's your position, just let me answer that, Laurie. If you're sending communications to a judicial officer in the course of a judicial hearing, the officer cannot take one side's information without disclosing it to the other.
That's not what it says. It says I have the discretion to send it to who I like, and I have that discretion to send it to you and you alone. That's what it says in the rules.
I have the act open in front of me. Where is it?
Okay, fine. Let's not get bogged down in the procedure. Let's just deal with Dennis's questions.
Well, the thing is, Gordon, I don't understand quite why we're having this so-called rehearing, because, one, under the rules, you alone are not allowed to call a rehearing. The only person that can is Dennis, and Dennis has explicitly said he doesn't want a rehearing.
Okay, fine. That's your position. I've just explained that I'm giving Dennis the opportunity to say what he wants to say. We're trying to expedite the conclusion of the claim, and this, to me, seems to be the most sensible way to go about it. So,
may I please
Dennis's position, and I'll summarise it, and then I'll come back to you, Dennis, is, first of all, in relation to payment. Dennis has paid the money, and it's been dispersed by the court. The second...
No, it hasn't.
Hasn't it?
It hasn't.
Okay, right. Well, in that case, it hasn't then. That's fine. The court's still holding the money. Part of it appears to be costs. Well, that can be... I can make an order that part be deducted from it. The second thing is Dennis has an issue with over what to do with the fence that he's constructed along the boundary already. And he was seeking an explanation in relation to that.
Well, that's up to Dennis, Gordon.
Okay, fine. We'll just listen to what he has to say, and then I'll hear what you want to say, Laurie. It's okay with you?
Okay,
Dennis, what do you want to say in relation to it?
So I've made an application for clarification of what happens to the remainder of the existing fence, which is half on my property and half on Laurie's property. You've made an order. I've paid the bills. Laurie has not done a thing. That's fine. The fence post is half on my property, half on his. You've required that there is a twin fence solution in your judgment. You've made comments about why or whether it's fair or good or whatever. That's fine. That's your opinion and your ruling is clear. I sought clarification from the court over what to do with the remaining fence post. If there's any of Laurie's fence on my side of the property, I seek clarification. Do you want him to remove it? Do you want me to remove it? How does that fence post get off my property? That's for the clarification, because in your ruling, you ruled two fences, no problem. Fence on my side, fence on his side, no problem. You ruled a penalty against me, that's fine. I pay the bills. That then leaves a fence that's half on my property and half on his. I believe it's ours, and a twin fence solution requires a decision, and I just simply required clarification of that. Since having put that clarification request in, which Laurie is 100% correct, it was not a request for a rehearing, it was a request for a clarification from the adjudicator. I understood from Samantha that you, the adjudicator, required a full rehearing, and I also understand that there is information that has gone from Laurie Bull to you, independent of me, and I've got some of it, but not all of it, that I have received. There's reference in there to previous other documents, so it appears that the court has, either according to Laurie, I wish to use the word secret, but I don't want to piss Laurie off too much, but information that is for your eyes only. I've used the word previously secret, and I understand that that is a cause of concern to a court, because in New Zealand, I don't believe that Laurie is correct. I've got the Act, the Tribunal Act in front of me open, and I cannot see any reference which says that anything other than justice requires that I have all the information. Now...
Okay, well, look, I'm going to... Just that issue of the documents, Dennis, is not central to your question. Your question...
That is correct. There are two... My position has changed. May I please continue and explain the change?
Dennis, can you just stop a minute? Let's just deal with the issue that you originally sought clarification on, which is what to do with the fence. Okay?
Yep.
I treated, although you said you didn't want a rehearing, or sorry, you beg your pardon, you didn't say you didn't want a rehearing. You said you weren't applying for a rehearing, you wanted clarification. I'm able to treat that request for clarification either by just saying, well, I can't clarify anything, you'll have to go off and get legal advice from somewhere, or I could have done what I did, which is I will treat this as a rehearing application, which I can deal with that particular issue. It keeps under our Act, a rehearing application as a continuation of the original proceeding. Okay, and I can either reject or decline an application for a rehearing, or I can grant it on such terms as I see fit. And in this case, the rehearing is going to be solely in respect of the issue that you've raised in respect to the fence. Okay, and I can also direct that, I can also amend the order in respect of the costs that you, the fact that I've incorporated costs into it unwittingly. So, what do you think? So a court can't just come up with something in a vacuum. You need to say what you think should happen. Laurie needs to say what he thinks should happen. And then I can make a decision taking into account both sides. Not for me to go off and research the matter. You've got to tell me what you want in Laurie's presence. And Laurie can say he either agrees to that or he disagrees.
So may I please explain my position from two perspectives and two times?
Yes, certainly.
The first one was exactly as Laurie has said, that I appealed to the court. You've changed it to a rehearing, but that's fine. But it is for clarification. If you want my advice on how to clarify the situation, fine. Two fences, take his fence post away, put it on his side of the property, no worries. Problem over. That's how I see the most pragmatic accepting the twin fence solution. If there are twin fence solution, it's quite simple. My fence, my side, his fence, his side. If that's what you have adjudicated, which I believe you have, then that to me is the logical solution. Mr. Bull, take your fence off Mr. Smith's property and do whatever you want with it. That's fine. That's how I see the most pragmatic, simple solution. However, when I spoke to Samantha, things changed. Things changed because I believe that you instructed her to do a rehearing, a full rehearing, and reading between the lines, the full rehearing had more than just one fence, whether it was on this side or not. It was a full rehearing based on the fact that there are documents that were not provided to me, which they should have been, I believe, and no one has ever said otherwise. So the full rehearing puts it right back to the beginning. And if you're asking me for my advice, I think it should be allocated to another registrar, which you have the capacity to do. Another adjudicator. And the full rehearing should start from the scratch, right from the beginning. That's what I believe should happen now.
Okay.
So there are two stages. The first stage is what I put in writing, and Laurie is 100% correct. I did believe that a rehearing was inappropriate. When I found out that there was material that went from Laurie to whoever, to the court, to you, I thought to myself, whoa, this is serious stuff. This is fraud. This is wrong. This is illegal. It must now go to a second rehearing. So that is my current position. I believe that, and this is what I would be asking for if forced to do so, that you, Gordon Meyer, should back off, leave it alone, and allocate a second rehearing to a third party, and, to another adjudicator. And how or why, well, I can sit here and argue until the day's, but I'm not going to. It's a legal issue.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And Laura, your position on all of that?
Well, it's not my position, Gordon. It's the position that you pointed out back in August where the claim couldn't be made through the Fencing Act anyhow because it's being railroaded in, which is what Dennis himself pointed out. And so you struck the claim out. So I don't even know why we're talking about this, to be honest. Whatever Dennis wants to do with the fence, he can do with what he likes. But I tell you right now, he's not going to be around long enough to see the beauty of it. Now, the second part of that is that when he made the claim of not wanting a rehearing, that was after he received those documents that you sent him. So that's false, Dennis. Okay, Gordon?
Okay, thank you. Look, thank you for that, Laurie. Anything further from you, Dennis?
Yeah, absolutely. There are two phases to my approach. The first was, okay, pay the bill, accept your ruling, no big deal, I don't agree with it, it's fine, pay the bill, which I did, and the matter is solved. Just need to fix this problem. If he wants to have a two-fence solution, no problem, just tell me what to do and pull your fence off my place. If he does that and there's a two-fence solution, then at that stage I was happy. Then I started receiving documents from the court, which was after I had applied for the rehearing, which was in 20 days. Then I started finding out from Samantha that the adjudicator had requested. It was the adjudicator's request, because the first thing I did was I said, I didn't apply for a rehearing. What's happening, Samantha? And Samantha said, oh, the adjudicator told me to put it down as a rehearing. Okay. And then I started receiving all these documents between Laurie and the court. I'm thinking, what? Where's this coming from? At that point, I thought to myself, right, there's a big problem here. Somebody is influencing this adjudicator. This adjudicator will have a real bad attitude towards me. And so I'm saying, hey, this is wrong. This is wrong. Sure, let's go for a full rehearing, start from scratch, fix the problem. And as I've already said to the adjudicator at another time, I said, get someone who's local who can come down, have a look at it, point it out and say, two fence, one fence, joint fence, whatever, and fix the problem once and for all. I actually don't mind how it's done, whether it's done one part, two part, or joint. I don't care. Two fences, one fence, joint, as long as there's clarity. That's the only thing. I paid the bills, I've accepted the judgment, and now I'm finding out that, hey, hang on a minute, there's some stuff that's gone on here that I don't even know about. And may I tell you, please, there is still more information that has gone on between, I don't know whether it's you or your lawyer, Laurie, and the court, that I don't know about. Why not? You may be pissed off that I've got hold of the whatever you've sent to the court, but if you send it to the court, my understanding is that it needs to come to me, and that's before the ruling. So any ruling received or issued before I've got all the information, that's bullshit. You can't do that. It's not justice, not in New Zealand. You have no right, and you cannot produce any right under law to be able to convince a judge that I'm an asshole, which is what you think, without me knowing about it. What's the accusation? Natural justice says that I need to know what you're accusing me of, and I have every right to that. And I believe that the law backs me up. Show me elsewhere, that's fine. That's my position, Gordon.
Thank you, Dennis.
And I have made my request clear. I seek a full rehearing before someone else, please. And I want all communications sent from Bull or his legal representative to me, please. Because there's still stuff missing.
Thank you. Okay, anything finally from you, Laurie?
Yeah. First of all, Gordon, Dennis shouldn't presume things because half of what he said there about me is just not true. I don't hate Dennis. I don't detest Dennis. I don't have those sort of feelings that Dennis had talked to me about. And the reality of it, though, is this. One, you struck the case out. The case cannot be reheard under the Fencing Act because there's no adjudication under the Fencing Act to hear that rehear the thing anyhow, because it's railway land. And you pointed out yourself, Gordon, to Dennis, at the time that of an instance where you knew of another case where a man tried to do the same thing and was shot down. Now, to me, that was the finisher. You no longer, there's no longer thing, no longer a case to be heard, nor can it be reheard, because one, Dennis has got no legal right anyhow. He's got no lease, no legal right on that property. It's not his land. And two, it's railway land, as he himself pointed out. He cannot have a case through the Fencing Act, whether he wants to have a rehearing or not. It's not what's the word? It's not relevant. None of it what Dennis is saying is relevant because the case has been struck out. It cannot be heard under the Fencing Act, and that's the finish of it. Isn't that true, Gordon?
Well, look, thank you for that, Laurie. I'll decide that when you've both finished, I'll end the hearing and then I'll get on and do an order, which will take another 3 weeks or so to get out to you. Yeah, so I won't say anything which way I'm deciding now until I've heard from both of you. So I've heard from you now, Laurie, and I've heard from you, Dennis, so I shall get on and
give this some 49. Thought. Section 49 of the Disputes Tribunal Act. I'm not interested in the Fencing Act, Laurie. You're right. It's got no bearing on it. What we're doing is the Tribunal Act, Disputes Tribunal Act, Section 49 allows a full rehearing. And if you look at what community law is...
Dennis, it's no longer legible because the application was made under the Fencing Act. The Fencing Act doesn't apply, so you've got no footing at all.
No, but there's two. Look, leave it with me. So I know about Section 49, Dennis. Of course, that's the section that gives us jurisdiction to grant a rehearing or decline an application.
I will send you both an email with the links to the two parts that are important. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Okay, gentlemen. Well, that's, I think, the end of the hearing. And
thank you, Gordon.
You'll look forward to my order in due course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.